Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 to 7. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it's the same God who does the work in all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so that we can help each other. I often hear people being described as gifted. They may be a particularly able pianist, flower arranger, or speaker. I totally understand what's being said, but it could be very misleading. It seems to suggest that there are two types of people. There are those who are gifted and those who are, sadly, not gifted at all. This passage makes it clear that every one of us is gifted. Whatever your age, strength, ability or disability, background or temperament, you have got a unique gift that God, in his generosity, has given to you. Our task is therefore to discover the gift that God has given to us and to make sure that we use it. People have often told me that they don't know what their gift is. If that's true of you, let me offer you a very simple five-step plan. Firstly, thank God for your gift. The fact is that God has given you one, so you might as well thank him for it, even though you haven't worked out what it is at the moment. Secondly, ask God what your gift is. Since he's gone to the trouble of giving it to you, we can assume that he'd love you to know what it is. Thirdly, open your eyes. Look around you and see if you can spot what your gift is, because it's often very obvious. To be honest, the problem is often that we know exactly what our gift is, and we'd prefer that God had given us a different one. Fourthly, if you still haven't worked out what your gift is, ask someone who knows you well. I suspect that they'll be very clear what your gift is. Then fifthly, use this gift and remember to keep thanking God for it. Let me pray with you. Dear Lord, thank you for the gift that you've given to us. Help us to use it well. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll have a great day and will join me for Be Still and Know every weekday here on Premier.